Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies in Maseches Erevin. Today we will be beginning the fifth chapter. We will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Ketzad ma'abrin es ha'arim. How do we extend the cities? When we measure them for Tchumen, how do we give them the benefit of certain extensions? Bayis nichnas, bayis yotze. If one house sticks in, another house sticks out. Pogom nichnas, pogom yotze. If one tower sticks in, if one tower sticks out. Hayusham gedudios gavos asara tvachim. If there were fences 10 handbreadths high. Ugesharim unefashos sheyesh behen beistira. If there were bridges or mausoleums that had a residence in them. Motzien es hamida kenegdan. Then we extend the measurement opposite these things that stick out. Osana sa kamin tavla merubas, we make the measurement of the tchum or of the city to extend the tchum like a square tablet. Kadeshihe niskars hazavios, so that we gain the benefits of the corners. Bart Nuro, Ketzen ma'abrin, how do we extend? Lashon isha me'uberes, shekrisa bolet. It's a language of me'uberes, which is pregnant. So when we say, how do we extend the cities, it comes from the word pregnant, because a pregnant woman sticks out. Bahari ka'amar, ketzad yesh la ibo le'ir. So how do we make a city pregnant? That is, how do we cause it to stick out in order to give it benefit of the utmost dimensions for walking on Shabbos. So we talk about if there are houses. So when you go to measure the city, if it doesn't have a simple wall, and you say, okay, this wall goes all the way around, but it's just made up of houses, and then some are further in and some are further out, then we would consider the house further out to be the exterior and draw the line from it, not from houses that are closer to the interior. Similarly to houses, pogom nichnas, pogum yotze, if there's a tower that sticks in or sticks out, sheyesh migdalim boltim b'choma, there are towers that stick out from the walls, pa'amim boltim lifnim, pa'amim l'chutz, and sometimes these things stick in on the interior side of the wall, sometimes on the exterior side of the wall. So these towers, when they're on the outside, that's where you would measure it. O shahayu sham la'achas hakronos shal'ir, if there are in one of the corners of the cities, gedudios gavos, the walls of a certain height, or fences of a certain height, shibrei choma shel charvus batim, they're the remnants of broken walls of houses, v'yeshnan chutz shivim amash v'shirayim la'ir, and they are within 70 and a fraction amos to the city. O nefashos, mausoleums, binyan she'osim ha'kever, it's a building that's built on top of a grave, v'hu shiyehe bahen beis dira. And when it comes to bridges and mausoleums, they have to have a residence. For example, for the gatekeeper or the caretaker. So it has to be a residence, not just a structure. So if we have any of these things, a house sticking out, a tower sticking out, one of these residences, motzien es hamida kenegdan, we extend the measurement opposite it. Im hablitos halolu etzel keren mizrachis phonis. Let's say, for example, that one of these things sticks out by the northeast corner. Rowan keilu yesh od blita acheres kenegdash bekerin mizrachis deromis. Then we consider as if there was something sticking out in equal distance on the southeast corner. Bechut metuach mizu lezu umoded min hachut ulachutz kdei shiyehe hatchum shave l'shtei hakronos. So we draw an imaginary line straight down from the thing that sticks out to the opposite corner where we're pretending something sticks out. And then this would be where we measure the tchum from. Kedei sheyehe ha-tchum shave l'shtei ha-kronos. So the tchum should be equal to these two corners. V'lo yehe kan arach v'kan katzar. So it shouldn't be long in one place and short in another. So wherever the exteriormost part of the city is, then we draw an imaginary line the whole way down, and that's where the tchum is measured from. Even though in the southeast corner, the house closest to the end of the city may be farther away, this is still considered the boundary of the city. Va'osin asan, and we make it hatchumin, the tchum. Meruvayin shehe apayim letzdadin kibaemsa. We make it square, so there should be 2,000 on the sides, as in the middle. Velo agulim, and we don't make them round. Shehei lehen alpayim ba'emsa, ubitzdadim hein mismaatin kiderech davar egol. So, if you were to consider the epicenter of the city, and then draw the tchum from there, you would have a nice round circle, but it wouldn't be the same from every corner of the city. We're considering the tchum squared and measuring it equally from the sides. Mishnah Beis. Nosnin karpef le'ir. We give the measurement of a karpef to a city, and when we get to the Bar Nora, we'll see what that is. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Bechachamim omrim, but the chachamim disagree, and they say, Lo amru karpef ela bein shtei ayaros, im yesh lezu shivim ama v'shirayim, ulezu shivim ama v'shirayim. They say the extension, the added distance of a karpef was only said when there's two cities close to each other, and then there's a karpef added to each, so that if they touch by adding this distance between them, then they can be considered a single city in terms of putting a tchum around both of them together. Ose karpef l'shtehem l'hiyos ke'achas. Then we add the karpef to both of them so that they should be like a single city. Bart Nuro. Nosnin karpef l'ir. We add a karpef to the city. Kol haba limdos hatchum maniach l'ir avir shel shivim ama v'shirayim shehein shiva ama u'shnei shlish ama. Anyone who goes to measure the city for the tchum adds 70 amos and a fraction, namely 70 and two-thirds amos to the city. Umisham maschil limdod alpayim ama. And from there, he measures the 2,000 amos for the tchum. And this is based on a pasuk, shenemar mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amos aviv. So from the wall of the city and its surroundings, 2,000 amos around it. Amra Torah, tein chutza v'akakach medod. So you would see that you should give it the exterior and then measure it. Klomar, sula karpef shal shivim ama v'shirayim, va'akar kach moded misham v'hala. So the idea is that you add this 70 ama extension to the city before you start counting your 2,000 ama tchum. But that's just the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, lo amru karpef ela bein shtei ayaros, so we only say karpef between two cities. Shtei ayaros hasmucho zulazu, two cities that are near each other. Nosnin shivim ama v'shirayim l'ko echad, we give this 70 and a fraction to each city. Kedei l'chabran ayide karpifios halolu l'hiyos ki'ir achas. So this way, there are two karpefs, if they overlap, then we can consider them a single city. The habal leches me'achas lehem derech chaverta, so this way, someone who wants to walk from one of them by way of the other, then his tchum doesn't start until the other side of the twin city. Because both of them are considered like a single city for this purpose. Because of the karpefs that join between them. And the halacha in this matter follows the chachamim that we only add the karpef to the two cities, not to a single city. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing with Mishnah Yes Gimel and Daled.